Radio Gdańsk English News.
Good afternoon, it's Thursday the 30th of March and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Tom Rado. Prime Minister Morawiecki calls on the EU to limit Ukrainian grain imports and also promises more ammunition production. Poland has called upon the European Union to use all means necessary to limit the amount of Ukrainian grain entering the common market. The influx of low-quality Ukrainian grain affected prices of Polish grain, which has resulted in protests by Polish farmers. We demand the use of all regulatory instruments, quotas, tariffs, which will limit or block the import of Ukrainian grain into Poland, Mateusz Morawiecki appealed during a press conference late yesterday. It is known that he consulted on the matter with leaders of several countries bordering Ukraine and then wrote to the European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen to demand a response. Morawiecki also announced that the government has adopted a resolution to increase ammunition production as Ukraine's allies seek to increase supplies ahead of a possible spring offensive. The government is looking to encourage private companies, state companies and foreign entities to ramp up production of new ammunition at plants across the country. Pope Francis kept in hospital for checks. Pope Francis has a respiratory infection and will need to spend a few days in hospital in Rome, the Vatican says. The 86-year-old has had breathing difficulties in recent days but does not have COVID. An official statement released last night stated that he would need a few days of appropriate hospital medical therapy. On Wednesday morning, he presided over his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square. Though he looked to be in good spirits, he was seen grimacing as he was helped with getting into his vehicle. Former player Marcin Lijewski becomes new handball coach of the Poland national team. Lijewski, former player for Wybrzeże Gdańsk, replaced Bartosz Jurecki, who temporarily held the managerial position. The new coach's contract runs until February 2028. In the event of qualification for the Olympic Games in Los Angeles, the contract will be automatically extended. The first game under his reign against Italy will be played on the 27th of April. Only 3 days later, Lijewski's debut game on Polish soil as coach will be a special one for him, as it will take place in his hometown of Ostrów Wielkopolski. That game against Latvia will be the final Euro 2024 qualifier and could decide Poland's fate in the final qualification. The Słupsk preschool, Tanchowa Dolina, is organising a march celebrating World Autism Day. Monika Lipner is the head of community kindergarten number 32, Tanchowa Dolina, in the city of Słupsk. She has told Radio Gdańsk about the march being planned as part of the celebration of World Autism Day. On April the 3rd, the preschool hosts its sixth such organised march. The event will start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Monika told us, the march is a great opportunity to integrate the local community. Children from preschools, high school students and their parents, tutors, teachers and everyone who is close to the issue of autism spectrum. It is also a great opportunity for all of us to shape the attitudes of tolerance, openness and respect towards the other person. More information can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
The weather.
Today will be milder than yesterday, with periods of rain in the morning, but otherwise mostly overcast, rain only due to return overnight. A gentle breeze will be coming in from the south. Daytime temperatures will see a high of 11 degrees Celsius or 52 degrees Fahrenheit, with expected lows of 8 degrees Celsius or 46 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow's weather will be similar, with sunny spells breaking through. This has been the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather. Take care and stay safe.